something to be aware of. Okay, Routers has the same story. If we jump down to Guatemala, Hurricane Eta.
Oh boy, welcome, welcome one and all. It's 1906 UTC. You may have heard as we were coming up the elevators to get to the garage. I'm trying to hold the door open.
To this Banana Republic and all. They got some special vibes there, hanging out down by the Blue Lagoon and all, trying to catch a shed, trying to catch a cherry. One never knows what you're going to.
We talked yesterday about the culling of the minks in Denmark. Well, Routers is reporting that at least 214 people have been infected with mink-related coronavirus. Copenhagen.
Let's try and, sorry, this is not a good start to the show, but you are getting a live feed. There are three birds, and they're over here. Over here, guys. Over here. Come out this way. I wonder if I can prop the door open. I think it's probably prevented from propping open since it's the... Is this twist? Is this twist in some way? Nope. Shucks. Oh well. We'll have to see if there's a way to prop this door open. So anyway, sorry about the delay. But let's find a rock. It is 1907 UTC on a beautiful May the 30th, 2023. You're listening to News to Me. But fortunately, those distressed birds really have me worried. So I'm like, maybe there's something I can do to prop this door open. I'm trying to see if there's any debris on the roof that I could use. I feel so sad for these birds. I'll just hold the door open and read the news. I feel bad for these birds. Hopefully they'll get the message and fly out this way with the wind blowing. Let me just jump on into comm. If you'd like to talk and hang out and chastise me or otherwise talk about the news, all you need to do is SSH over to stf.org, or if you're fancy, you can go to tty.stf.org. And once there, launch comm, C-O-M, type G for go to. And then once you do all of that, you can land in the Anon radio room. You just type Anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. Sorry, I'm distracted by these poor birds. Alright. Okay, so we'll try and find out. I've got my foot prop and the door open. We'll wait and see. I'm hoping they figure it out. Anyway, let's check in on comm. If we jump in there, we go here. We got LCD and Ratsu, Seizo, Handy C. Handy C, sound of one hand clapping. Or Handy C. yeah, way to get your foot in the door. Yeah, so I'm anxiously awaiting. I can hear them. They're I could probably chase them out the door. If I could leave the door to go walk towards them, they would probably fly out the door. But the space is too secure. the doorwell is too secure. So anyway, but hello. I don't know. My streamer says that my bitrate is 96 kbps. Is my bitrate supposed to be different? Is it supposed to be 144? Please let me know. I don't know. It says 96. Anyway, Let's pick up some news, and then we'll see what happens. We're waiting for some birds. You might end up talking to somebody. Since we're holding the door open, if anybody comes up here, we'll end up having a break to talk to them. But we go over here to news to me, and then today is May 30th. All right, so first, Burkina Faso, because Africa often heads the beginning of our death and destruction list. Burkina Faso's prime minister on Tuesday ruled out negotiations with jihadist insurgents who control swaths of the country, while suggesting that security risks could delay the country's return to civilian rule. His comments to lawmakers came as officials reported the death of around 40 people in a weekend attack attributed to Islamist fighters. "We'll never negotiate, either over Burkina Faso's territorial integrity or its sovereignty," Apollinaire Kayelum de Tambela told the Transitional Legislative Assembly. Burkina Faso has been ruled since 2022 by a junta led by Captain Ibrahim Traoré, who has promised to return to democracy with presidential elections by July 2024. But de Tambela suggested that attacks could set that time frame pushed back. They're so frantic, these birds. I'm just like, come on, guys, this way. They're so little, too. Come on, guys, this way. This other direction. Come on, this way. This way. Come on, no. This way. She's literally, like, right next to me, but she just keeps flying into the window. Come on. Come on. Come on, birds. You don't have to be trapped. Oh, well. Sorry, I felt so sad for it. I could touch the bird. He's just, like, freaked out and just flying into the window. Hey, X1. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so it should be 192. All right, that's why I'm screwing up an on-radio every time I connect. Then, see, can I change it? I'm going to drop and see if I can't change it.
Since by 2050, from 2008 levels, that requires a substantial shift to green technology. Brian Sorensen, a research and development chief at Man Energy Solutions, says several fuels are being explored.
KBPS. I think that sounds about right, too, so I'm not sure why I didn't have it before, but whatever. All right, the birds aren't coming to me holding the door, so I'm going to walk to the other side of the garage, see if there's any trash I can use to prop the door open a little bit. Let's check in on comm and make sure I'm still back. Okay, I made the fatal mistake of walking into the sun. So my phone is just a black square now. Anyway, there's a lot of news happening around the world, and I'm sorry that I'm not bringing it to you as promised. The wildlife happened to me. I didn't happen to the wildlife. It looks like there might be a can or a bottle or something in this corner over here, though. It's shiny in the distance. Did I mention it's 30 degrees outside? It's not dangerous weather for Marcus's, but it does engage the cooling system. Do, 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 do. Those poor birds. Oh, there's a bottle over here. All right. I'll go over there and put that bottle, prop that bottle up to open the door. That should let them in. The wasps are still on the door over here, but the wasps themselves are, All right, this bottle has a liquid in it, so I'm just going to pour the liquid out as it's a mysterious liquid, and it's pressurized. All right, off the edge. Huh, smells like a mix of Sprite. Yeah, it was like it's either Sprite and liquor or fermenting Sprite. One of the two. But either way, this bottle will hopefully do that. Let's pull up the next story. Let's see. I can see calm again. All right. Okay, fantastic. All right, thank you guys for confirming my settings were wrong. Now, we can continue on. The U.S.-Canada border plunged into a lockdown as a driver claiming to have explosives refuses to stop his car. Ooh. Somebody really wanted to visit Snowdusk and they didn't have a passport. They're like, let me through. Sorry, we're walking again. I've got the bottle, empty bottle. We're walking to the door. We're going to throw the... I promise, I'm not trying to rip Tove off. I ran into some birds. Which reminds me, stick around. At 1930 UTC, every goddamn day is the Dubious Fools Can Do With Tove. Fantastic show, full of synthesizers, dudes, and all sorts of good adventures. So you definitely want to check that out. Just go to anonradio.net. And you can look at the archives if you want to hear old Tove. But the show is every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. All right, let's prop this door open for this bird. Well, these three birds, there's three of them, and I'm worried they're freaking themselves out and are gonna give themselves a little baby bee heart attack. All right, here we go. Maximize. All right, there's about a 1 foot gap by propping the bottle. About, so it's as long as a bottle, 20 ounce bottle, so maybe a foot, a little less, but the door is propped open, so hopefully that means the birds can escape. I'll come check on them again in a minute. All right, so back to news. And hopefully that they don't call more birds into the stairwell. That would make me sad. Anyway, the U.S.-Canada border in Maine was temporarily locked down after a man sped his car towards the Canadian side without stopping, and a Maine state trooper noticed a sign indicating there were explosives in the vehicle. The trooper shot at the car, which eventually stopped between the U.S. and Canadian entry points, and state troopers removed a man from the vehicle. The man who escaped the shooting without injury was identified as Tony Holford from Providence, Rhode Island. He was arrested at the scene and taken to Aroostook County Jail, where he was charged with aggravated reckless conduct, terrorism, and terrorizing and failure to stop. The border, one of the busiest crossings into Canada, was temporarily closed following the incident, with authorities investigating throughout the night. However, there has been no information as to yet whether explosives were recovered. Authorities said there was no danger to the public. The vehicle continued northbound without stopping, and the trooper observed a sign indicating the operator had an explosive device on board. So, yeah. One, don't say you have a bomb, and two, don't run through border security checkpoints, especially international borders, they will be happy to shoot you. It's very boring work. Something exciting rarely happens. Speaking of something exciting rarely happening, Benedict Cumberbatch, who you may know as Dr. Strange, actor Benedict Cumberbatch's home in London was attacked and damaged by a former chef wielding a fish knife. Not sure how you damage a home, but Cumberbatch's wife and their three children were at home when Jack Bissell kicked through the front garden's iron gate. He shouted, "I know you've moved here. I hope it burns down." Bissell pleaded guilty to criminal damage at Wood Green County Court on May 10th and was fined £250. He was also given a 3-year restraining order. So that's the excitement there. I thought when they said he attacked a house, I was really curious what that meant. So let's turn to the United States again, I guess. 9 wounded in Hollywood, Florida boardwalk shooting. 9 people have been wounded in a shooting on a crowded beach in Florida over the U.S. Memorial holiday. Whew, man, it is warm. Sorry, I was not standing in the shade. Or at least not in full shade. And I'm wearing a dark clothing because I like to be invisible. Hold on, we're gonna walk down to the fourth floor. Man, this has been a crappy news show, I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold it together. We're at 1920 UTC, so we got 10 minutes. We're gonna try, we're gonna try and do better. I also gotta connect to comm again, because my TTY disconnected. I think it's because the little stairwell has a metal enclosure, so it attenuates my cell phone signal. I'm happy that we got figured out the bitrate thing, though. Okay. Ooh, just one floor down below the concrete, it's significantly cooler. Alrighty, so let's continue on. Let's go back here. Let's pick our next story. Well, you know what? We're going to skip a bunch because they're exciting, but they're not like super cool. They were news to me, so I'll mention them here. Specifically, a man in Florida was able to pry a crocodile's jaws off of his head and survive. So, man versus nature. Man won that one. Orcas are attacking boats, but guess what? We've talked about these already before, but the cool part, one of the killer whales is named Gladys. British sailor's boat was the latest victim in a spate of orca attacks on vessels near Gibraltar. An expert suggested a traumatized killer whale may be inadvertently teaching others to target them. There have been 20 incidents this month alone between the highly social apex predators and small vessels sailing in the Strait of Gibraltar. Good. In the early hours of Thursday, a group of orcas broke the rudder and pierced the hull of a boat after ramming into the Mustique on its way to Gibraltar, prompting its crew of four to contact Spanish authorities for help. The service deployed a rapid response vessel and a helicopter carrying a bilge pump to assist the 20-meter vessel, which was sailing under a British flag. What started off as a unique encounter ended with orcas breaking off a rudder from the boat and then proceeding to tear bits. Oh, that sounded bad. There was a bird making a very sad call. Also, lots of heavy machinery driving by. What a mess today is. You know what? Let's just talk about something that's nice and friendly and good. Oh, hey, look, it's Harley Guy. actually, that's Purple Harley Guy. Blue Harley Guy hasn't come by yet. Anyway, let's talk about something good. Votal 3 has reached full power. The unit is now in the final stages of startup testing, ahead of starting commercial operation, and is expected to be declared in service next month. The AP-1000 unit reached first criticality in March and was connected to the electricity grid in April. It has been undergoing testing through the full range of plant operations at gradually increasing power levels, known as power ascension testing. The operation of the reactor, controlled systems for the reactor, and support systems and integrated plant operations are tested at each level, with plant performance monitored under various conditions. Now that the unit has reached 100% power, further tests must now be performed before it's available for reliable dispatch. As we enter the final stages of startup testing, it tells us we're close to finishing the unit safely and bringing it online to power Georgia homes and businesses with reliable emissions-free energy for decades to come. It's now just over 10 years since the construction of two Westinghouse AP-1000s began at the site near Waynesboro. So, 10 years. It takes about 10 years to get 60 years of nuclear power plant, which isn't necessarily a bad return. Oh, man. Shucks. It looks like there's a couple of more of those birds, same kind of bird, swallows, I guess, maybe sparrows, but they're flying around the garage looking for their pals, I think. Anyway, I'm sorry. I kind of want to just play a song because, let's see, my comm is back. Let's see. Handy C, I got my PhD at McMaster. I was back there recently. COVID really seems to have done a number on it. Hey, LCDs in Texas too. That's cool. Yeah. All right. I think I will do that. I am just, I'm having a day. I'm having trouble, so. Oh, why don't we just. Here, you know what? I read about Votal 3. Let me see. Is there any news that I can talk about that's not super long? Oh, this is relevant to our interests, I think, as internet people. Five men who illegally streamed Premier League football matches to tens of thousands of people have been jailed. The gang sold cut-price, £10 a month subscriptions, bragging they made money showing games not otherwise available to watch live in the UK because of blackout rules. Their operation, described as the biggest so far, reached more than £7 million from 50,000 subscribers. The sentencing follows a rare private prosecution by the Premier League. The fraud prosecution was brought to protect some of the world's most valuable content, the lawyer said. It followed a lengthy trading standards investigation led by Hammersmith and Fulham Council. And the personal details of many of those who paid for flawless TV are now in the hands of investigators, raising the question of what action might be taken against them. At Derby Crown Court, the gang's prime mover, Mark Gold, 36, was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Four other members were sentenced to between 3 and 5 years. One of them was also found guilty of voyeurism and possessing indecent images of children discovered on his computer. Trading standards investigator Doug Love led a raid on Gold's smart Riverside flat in Greenwich, South London. I don't think any of us realized how big it was. When we went to the spare bedroom, there were 20 or 30 set-top boxes linked together. The gang took feeds from broadcasters in the UK, Qatar, the US, Australia, and Canada, and streamed them a few seconds later via their service. Oh man, those birds sound so sad. I haven't heard birds make sad sounds before. Direct subscribers paid £10 a month to watch every Premier League game, compared to about £80 a month for legal services from Sky or Amazon Prime. The case has highlighted demand for illegal streaming created by the unavailability of many football matches on TV. UEFA allows the Premier League to prevent broadcast of UK matches between 14:45 and 17:15 on Saturdays. A blackout in place for decades is to encourage fans to attend matches rather than watch on TV. The gang had exchanged messages saying the blackout was good for business, according to 80% of subscribers, prosecutor David Groom told the court. So yeah, I don't know what you guys think. I think streaming services all are charging much too much for what they provide. And then even if you do pay for it, like I pay for a streaming IPTV service, and their service is horrible. Their apps are horrible. Everything about them is bad. The only thing that presents value is that they have exclusive contracts with certain content. And so it's not even really worth it unless you really want to see the content, I guess. Anyway, let's check in on Calm before I disappear. Sazo lives between Europe and Asia. Now I live in the flat and humid part of Texas. That's a really cool feature of your city. Don't want to be raised, but it seems like all the greatest three-cushion billiard flavors are Turkish. Oh, interesting. Interesting. What a world. Creek and Synth Day coming up on DGC, the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm going to walk around and try and find these birds while I listen. But you guys have a good day, and thanks for tuning in. I'll try and have real news tomorrow. I don't know. This week is looking a little shady, so fingers crossed. All right, bye-bye.